Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Jury selection resumes today in New York in Donald Trump's hush money trial. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, some of the jurors were seated earlier this week.
Trump is facing 34 felony counts related to hush money payments made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. So far, seven jurors have been selected. All have said that they can be fair and impartial, and they range in age and in occupation. Some are teachers, others are IT consultants. Trump has pleaded not guilty and argues that this trial itself is election interference, since he is currently running for president. The Manhattan District Attorney, who is prosecuting Trump, is also claiming election interference, except this time for the 2016 election. They argue the payments were used to stop information about Trump's personal life before voters took to the polls in 2016. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
President Biden is set to campaign in Philadelphia later today. Biden campaign officials say he will be endorsed by 15 members of the family of President John F. Kennedy. This is also an effort to blunt the campaign of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy left the Democratic Party to run for president as an independent. A few independent candidates running for president this year are starting their own political parties. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports it's an effort to get their names on some state ballots.
Both anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and progressive scholar Cornel West are starting new parties because some states, among them Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, and Texas, make it significantly easier to get on the ballot as a minor party candidate compared to as an independent candidate. Elaine Kmark with the Brookings Institution says minor parties shouldn't be used that way, though.
This is not a reflection of a coherent group of people deciding to form a party and run in various offices.
Some experts argue state laws are to blame, though, because there shouldn't be tougher rules for independent candidates versus a new party. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Nations continue to meet in Italy. They're being urged to beef up support for Ukraine as it resists Russia's invasion. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned his counterparts there's a lot at stake.
If Putin is allowed to proceed with impunity, we know he won't stop at Ukraine, and we can safely predict that his aggression will continue. Other would-be aggressors around the world will take note and unleash their own aggressions, and we will have a world of conflict, not a world of peace and security.
The European Union's top diplomat says G7 nations should step in and offer Ukraine more air defense systems. That's to stop incoming Russian missiles and drones. You're listening to NPR. Lawmakers in the Arizona State House have blocked an effort to stop that state's near-total ban on abortions from taking effect. But there's a different effort underway in the Arizona State Senate. Arizona Senate Democrats, joined by a group of Republicans, have taken a procedural step to repeal the abortion ban. A lethal heat wave in West Africa early this month was caused by the climate crisis. That's according to a study by a network of international scientists. There were temperatures hotter than 110 degrees across multiple countries. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu has more.
A number of countries in the Sahel region and across West Africa were hit by a strong heat wave in a five-day period between the end of March and early April, especially Mali and Burkina Faso. In the Malian capital, Bamako, one hospital said it recorded 102 deaths in the first days of April, and around half of the people who died were over 60 years of age. The hospital said heat played a role in many of the casualties. Now, a new analysis from the World Weather Attribution Group found that soaring temperatures would not have been possible without human-induced climate change. Temperatures were up to 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer than normal across the region during that period. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
There's a very active volcano in Indonesia. Mount Ruang erupted five times yesterday in North Sulawesi province. Thousands of people were told to evacuate. Indonesian officials are worried part of the volcano could collapse into the sea, triggering a tsunami. This is NPR.